Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with me. Tamar Jacoby, 10th anniversary, is a member of our Brain Trust. Tamar, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, baby.
Got to have a little music for you there. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, immigrationworksusa.org is her website, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. Find the book that she's the outstanding editor of, Reinventing the Melting Pot. Tamar, here's a question for you. I went back and did a little research. Since I don't have a life, I read these things. I went back and did a little research on the trend that you know the Democrats are saying that Reagan did what Bush did, what Obama did.
Now,
I'm going in a different direction. Yeah. I'm going a different direction on this. Reagan did it. Bush did it. Well, I went back and found reports on what happened to those people who were allowed to stay. Uh-huh. And from what I could tell, those people, the number of people who stayed, they grew in the job market. They went
absolutely.
Up. They went upward. They didn't just stay as fruit pickers. Every class of person that fell into that category made themselves better. So my question is, do you think that will happen? Do you think that will happen?
Oh, absolutely.
In this case?
Absolutely.
And so isn't that something with at a time when many Americans are unemployed, isn't that an argument some people will make?
For why you shouldn't do it.
The people who are not going to be deported are going to take American jobs.
No, I don't think. I mean, maybe we might make that argument.
The research shows that they will.
Yeah, no, they'll get promoted somewhat, but there's a long gap between, I mean, first of all, the economy is growing again. And second of all, there's a big gap between an uneducated fruit picker and the jobs that most Americans do. I mean, what makes immigrants appealing workers is that they're very different from Americans. They're much more willing to do the hard physical work.
They work hard.
And they're,
they work
they're,
hard.
They're, no, but
and
they're
they, and they
it's,
show
no,
up.
No, it's not,
they show
no,
up,
no,
too.
No, but that's not the only thing. They're much less educated, and they don't know English generally. So they take a kind of job that most Americans take the jobs where you do have to
but
know
tomorrow,
English, where
but,
you don't
now wait,
work
wait,
so
tomorrow,
badly.
Wait. Yeah. Millions of these, we're talking 4 or 5 million people.
Some
of these people have been here a long time, decades.
Yeah.
So they speak the English.
Yeah, but they don't. If you look at the jobs that immigrants have and the jobs that Americans have, even with it, they're very, very different. Low-educated Americans and immigrants, relatively low-educated mm-hmm. Americans and immigrants. Americans have almost all. And people in the workforce have graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. If you look at a field, I mean, even take like moving, you know, house moving. The Americans drive the trucks, and the immigrants carry the heavy furniture.
But let me ask you this question,
Tamar.
Is it possible that because they are now, if not legal, accepted and not going to be deported, is it possible that that's what's been holding them back, and they will now say, I can grow, I can take this,
They'll move up some, but I don't see a lot of economists predicting that they're going to edge out a lot of Americans.
Okay.
They're not going to move up enough to edge out a lot of Americans.
Well, I would have agreed with you had I not seen the research on what happened the last time.
But they didn't displace a lot of workers last time. I mean, you're talking about people who are now, you know, farm workers, so they're going to be able to go and be a construction worker. Or
right.
They're now washing dishes.
Or now become a foreman instead of a laborer.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
an office
again,
manager instead of a foreman.
Yeah, no, that's the point. I mean, sure, some, but it's not, I don't think they're, I really
you don't think it'll
there's
move
more
the
of
needle.
A gap. I think there's more, exactly, I think there's more of a gap than you think between what most Americans are doing
I'm,
out there.
I don't
there
know, I don't
Americans
know the answer.
Do.
I actually don't think about this.
Yeah.
I'm just going by what I saw in the research from the previous example.
They do learn English, and they do move up a notch, but they don't move from, you know, farm worker to bank president. They move from farm worker to, you know, drywaller, mm-hmm. from drywaller
well,
to...
Well, the reason I wanted to have this little debate you and I are having is because people who were against amnesty, who called anything, any forgiveness of anything amnesty, they're going to make this argument over the next year or so.
HMR,
excellent job today. Good job, as always.
We know we can count on you to keep us
up to date on how things are going, and we'll keep doing that. Next 2 years will be interesting times, won't they?
Yes, they will.
Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Hanukkah, by the way, Tamar. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.